This is a poem by Emily Dickinson. Hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest is the gale, in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. I love the image she uses. Hope is the thing with feathers which perches in our souls. It's the candle in the darkness. Hope is the one thing that can bring us out of the depths of despair, of cynicism, and of negativity. We Unitarian Universalists often celebrate both Easter and Passover. And these holidays that we celebrate in this season both have hope as a significant theme. The holidays are widely separated this year. Often they are closer together. They're having great fun out there. So we will be celebrating Passover with a Seder, and next week we'll have sign-up sheets for that Seder on Saturday, April 23rd. Today we focus on Easter. But still, I want to mention the hope embedded in the Passover story as well as Easter. In that story, the Israelites escape from slavery under the Pharaoh's grasp and set out for their long, hard journey to a new homeland. This journey was arduous, and they sometimes fell into despair and bickering among themselves, as we all do on our life's journeys. Yet hope kept driving them onward, and they finally succeeded in creating a new life for themselves. The Easter story begins with hope, as Jesus triumphantly enters Jerusalem, bringing his message of radical love. But it soon, very soon, sinks to the depths of despair as he is betrayed to the authorities and then is summarily tried, convicted, sentenced to death, and cruelly executed by Roman justice, all in a matter of days. Hope seems far away as it can be, as he dies on the cross, feeling abandoned and alone. But as the story is told, on Easter Day he rises again, and with him, hope is resurrected. Many, although not all, of our Christian brothers and sisters celebrate that story of rebirth today as a literal truth. Many others, and many of us Unitarian Universalists, see the story symbolically. Jesus rises again by living on in the work of his disciples and by living on in the message of love and peace that he brought to a badly broken world, a message that has echoed down through 20 centuries. The story, whether seen as literal or symbolic, is one of hope for new life, hope that can pierce the darkness of loss and despair and triumph in the human soul. Significantly, both Easter and Passover are celebrated in spring, the season of hope, when the days lengthen and the earth fulfills its annual promise of new life. But you can say that there is a chill in the air this spring. A chill, not of cold, but of despair. We watch the news with deep sadness as heartless acts of terror continue, as people continue to die trying to cross borders in search of a better life, as religious intolerance, hatred, and bigotry continue to blemish our world, as we witness some politicians scuffling and name-calling like children on a playground, and as violence continues in many troubled spots in the world and in our own towns. We seem to need resurrection. We need a rebirth of hope. But truly, if you consider history, throughout all eras of recorded history, there has been injustice and fighting and pain and struggle. If there was not also hope in the mix, perching in the human soul like Dickinson's singing bird, human existence would be nearly intolerable. Seen as a metaphor of human experience rather than a historical event, the Easter resurrection is a symbolic story of transformation, of metamorphosis into a new form of being. The vacant tomb reported in the Gospels is a symbol of hope. Hope that the human spirit can be born anew, even out of the depths of despair. Many of nature's creatures have been used to symbolize the power of regeneration within human life. But one of them especially fits with the Easter event, and that is the butterfly. In Christian symbolism and art, the butterfly has traditionally symbolized the resurrection. The vacant tomb is like an empty cocoon. What looked like a dead gray blob hanging on a branch finally breaks open, and a thing of beauty unfolds and takes flight. Significantly, the creature that emerges from a cocoon is different from the creature that spun it, though they are phases of the same individual's life. By the way, I don't want you all to miss this. This ordinary miracle is about to happen right here on these church grounds. We are really a monarch sanctuary here because we have milkweed. And this is what monarchs complete their life cycle within. Last week, Allison, our DRE, and Kelly, our office manager, and I went out and looked on the milkweed plants and saw the caterpillars, the monarch caterpillars, beautiful little black and white, black and yellow critters, and they're still pretty small. And they are everywhere on those plants, just everywhere, under every leaf. You must go and see. They're right outside the back, so during coffee hour, go take a look. They're quite intriguing. And this happened last year, and we really planted some milkweed to encourage more of it to happen this year. So it's really wonderful. Soon, they will undergo the miraculous transformation from the creeping life of a caterpillar to the seeming death of the cocoon, and we saw some of those last year, the chrysalis hanging, to the soaring life of that bright butterfly. It is no wonder that the transformation of this little creature became such a powerful symbol of the Easter resurrection. And in a broader sense, within the Christian tradition, a symbol of the rebirth of the human soul. Sacred Christian art sometimes depicts a butterfly right on Jesus' shoulder, or a chrysalis held by a saint, or butterflies carved on Christian tombs. Similar symbolism regarding the metamorphosis of butterflies occurs in many other cultures. Many religious traditions have held this symbol as their symbol of rebirth and renewal. From the ancient Greeks to the Egyptians, to the Aztecs and the Hopi, to the Celtic and Germanic peoples, they all revered that symbol of the butterfly. In our own lives, we may experience resurrection, transformation into something new. Often this happens after a difficult period, after a time, there they go. After we spend a bit of time in our own cocoon, in a sense, before this transformation in our lives, we were like caterpillars. It's hard not to look and see this wonderful parade out there. So before our transformations, we were like the caterpillars that you'll see this afternoon if you go and look. Only seeing really what was directly in front of us. But when we break out of the cocoon, that cocoon of despair or indifference, and we begin to take flight, we get a new perspective. We can see much more than we saw before. Perhaps the transformation takes the form of a new or renewed relationship with another person. Or maybe it's a new burst of creative energy after a fallow period. Or maybe it's a spiritual awakening. Or a new vision of justice and a commitment to work toward actualizing it in the world. Maybe it's a conscious and deliberate breaking out of old habits, old addictions, or old routines, to make positive changes in our lives and in our personal relationships. To experience resurrection, something of our former self must die to give birth to something new. As the poet Goethe has said, "As long as thou dost not know the way to die and come again to life, thou art but a sorry traveler upon the darkling earth." If we want to grow as human beings, we need to undergo many little deaths and resurrections throughout our personal journeys. And the ingredient that we need to bring to this alchemy of life's changes is hope, so that we don't become sorry travelers, always beset with despair and never seeing a way out. In her poem with which I began, Emily Dickinson says of hope, "I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea. Even in the darkness of war and unrest, even amid our personal tragedies, hope is there within us, still singing the tune without the words." Sometimes we can hear the song, and it motivates us to take a risk and make a change. We clear away those clouds of hopelessness, and slowly the world turns toward the light, one person, one group at a time. So, in this springtime of returning light, may you see the butterflies and hear the incessant bird singing in your soul. May peace break out the world over and love replace the old hatreds that divide people. May spring come again and again within us all, bringing the freshness of new life, reminding us that hope, the thing with feathers, still sings the tune without the words and never stops at all.